Is it possible for you to love someone too much? Well, here's what we're going to find in 2 Samuel. The removal of what we love too much can grieve us so much that we become blind to the priorities of the kingdom of God. David's desire and his wishes and his love for his son Absalom had grown to a point to where they were greater than his love and desire for God and God's kingdom. We might think David was grieving over his own failures as a father, because we have definitely seen that. We've seen passiveness in David's life. In fact, that's been a recurring theme throughout 1 and 2 Samuel, fathers unwilling to handle the business within their own families. And so when will we learn, dads, that our words, our actions, our silence, and our passiveness have hard-hitting effects on our families? When will we learn that God has designed the family in such a way that kids look to their dads for direction and guidance and will test the boundaries, no doubt, so much so that if they find no boundaries at all, they will continue to move farther and farther until their disobedience is met with some unwanted outcome. But ultimately, David's love and desire for the safety of his son was greater than his love and desire for the safety and protection of the kingdom of God. Remember that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 36, "I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. A man's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever doesn't take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." In other words, truth divides. No doubt we must be gracious and merciful with those close to us who are not believers, but we must not compromise God's truth or his kingdom. As you pray today, please remember Sirapong and Jesse Yalbang and their family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Swahili LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania, Kenya, Rwanda, and Burundi.